and gentlemen, boys and girls, students of all ages, we are back with Worship Factory 99.5. This is the exposed segment. We
AKA the crazy section.
The crazy, yes, exactly. The high, caffeinated, put your seatbelts on. For starters, if you're listening to the radio, you're probably in your car, most likely. And if you don't have your seatbelt on anyway, there's something wrong with you.
Oh my goodness.
Right? Exactly.
You could have said that nice. You said, make sure you have your seatbelts
okay.
on, folks.
Hi, ladies. This is Worship Factory 99.5. And if you could please do me a favor, pull over to the side.
Because we're concerned about your safety.
Yes, we're very concerned. Right. Very concerned.
We also have Adria here.
Woo!
With us.
She's brave enough.
She's joined.
To stay in the
She's joining section. The exposed segment, which I'm kind of impressed. You know, I thought
I
she'd chicken
we've
out.
We've introduced ourselves, actually.
Yes,
you
I'm
are?
John, and you must be Mariana.
I am. I'm Mariana.
Have we met?
Nice to meet you.
Oh, that's right. You asked me to marry you that one time. Anyway, I totally forgot about that long story. You guys want to see it? I'll just email me.
You can blog it on Worship.
We also have Monique Donnelly with us,
as well as
our guest Adria LaRock.
Hello.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I forgot my technology and smartphones and everything like that, and so
what?
I have no clue what we're going to talk about today. So I'm just going to Mariana. You're always the very core structured. You know, smack him with a ruler if he doesn't pay attention.
You make me sound like I'm terrible.
She's just organized, John. Don't give her a hard time.
Wait, what? Or what?
Organized.
What is
ever
that?
Heard of the word? Yeah.
Uh-uh.
All right. Lead us. Reel us in, Mariana.
Well,
actually,
I have a question for you guys. Do you guys tweet?
You know what?
What you just call me?
I don't. I have an account
Some
and I
tweeters.
Quote unquote have followed a few people, but I just don't do it.
Really?
Like, it just seems like,
so you're a stalker?
Like,
you just
well,
said you
I'm a
followed
Facebook
people.
Stalker.
You just said you followed people. Let's be legit here.
But Facebook, how many of you guys have a Facebook account?
My hand is raised.
Hands raised.
My hand is raised.
We have several hands raised.
Everybody's hand in the studio is raised. Yeah, except
Art.
For our engineer, but I think I'm friends with him on Facebook.
Our engineer.
Yeah,
you're my Facebook friend.
Fibber.
Yes.
You fibber. Trying to fib.
Are you my friend?
I highly doubt it. He doesn't like you.
He's my Facebook
He doesn't like
you're
you,
You're friend and not my friend. Oh,
yep.
You are so busted.
Yep.
Well, Art, in case you guys haven't caught on, today's episode, today's topic is about technological codependency. And how dependent we are on technology.
It's true.
It's very true. Mm-hmm. We are very dependent on technology.
But I'm thankful. Oh, can I just say? I am thankful for technology. I love my smartphone and looking at my email and touching that little address and boom, I got my GPS telling me where to drive.
And technology, technology is not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not a bad thing in the least. But there are many benefits to technology, especially Facebook. I mean, I've heard of people who have been able to find long lost loved ones on Facebook, and police investigators now use it to go ahead and find people who have committed crimes and all that stuff.
Yeah, because I could see people bragging on Facebook, dude, I totally just shot this guy.
There was about this one girl who stole, she stole something from a teacher or something like that. She bragged about it on Facebook. And police authorities went on her Facebook account and found it. Yeah.
Okay, well, here's what I'm thinking. Phones are anything like TV. They're all vehicles. And it's up to us to manage, you know, our time responsibly. And I think the danger is that we don't manage our time responsibly. You know, it is dangerous to be texting in the car. It is dangerous to be consumed while you're on the phone, when you're, you know, out with friends and family, when you could be having a really rich conversation.
Not only dangerous, it's distracting because, you know, if you're trying to connect with people and you're on your phone and you're texting all the time, they're not going to feel very special.
So I think balance is the key here. You know, I've also heard my sister church actually did a technological fast, where I know there's, you know, the Bible talks about fasting and just letting it be a time where
sugar,
you seek
no
God. Yeah. Well, they kind of challenged the congregation to go, okay, you know what, this next week, no TV. Like, you sit with your family, you have dinner, you play board games.
Or
the other challenge was, you know, in the car, you don't touch your cell phone, you let that be your prayer time with God. And you surrendered, you know, you kind of wrote down a piece of paper, well, this is what I'm technologically fasting for.
And
this.
How did that work for your sister?
They said it was amazing. They said their relationship immediately got deeper with Christ. They were actually shocked at the results of their little media fast.
But not
it says,
easy,
be still, you know? He always says,
Amen.
Be still.
Preach. Oh, my goodness. Is that wisdom coming out of your mouth, John?
No, that did not just come out of here. That was Mariana with a very girly man voice.
Girly man voice?
Yes, I sound kind of like Jason Mraz.
Okay, honestly, that's where it comes down to. Be still
girly
and know
voice?
That I am God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which means cell phones on silent.
Cell phones. anything, your career, even good things can distract you from God. You know, even family or things that you're volunteering for, anything can be a distraction.
I agree.
Well, actually, you know, here's the thing, though. As an artist, and, you know, whether you're a musician or a actor or a writer or whatever, you need technology in order to network yourself. Am I right?
Well, plus technology has pretty much destroyed the record labels. I mean, and let's be real. I mean, how many people are doing their own stuff at home? So there's good that comes out of the technology, but I agree there's got to be a balance where you have to say, okay, well, yes, I'm using this for my creative, you know, doing creativity.
Now, AJ, I went on your website and I saw that you have plenty of things. You're working with World Vision and you have, you know, you can buy music online.
I wanted to ask you about the whole World Vision thing. You're actually like a sponsored World Vision artist, or how does that work? What, you kind of mentioned something.
Yeah, I'm an artist associate, basically. I'm trying to figure out how to explain it in a nutshell.
Okay.
But yes, I can, when I play out places, I can speak on World Vision and share
and
about that
and
promote them and have the kids' picture folders out. And
that's
like
really
explain
cool.
It. Me and my husband really love the way that they do what they do.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you found that technology has helped you to connect better to maybe your fans or even, you know, foundations that you're working with?
Definitely with fans, I think it's a necessary kind of thing. And it takes up a lot of time. That's the bum downside of it.
Which originally, what the whole point of technology was to save
time. Exactly. But there are so many things, you know, the Twitter, the Facebook,
It's just faster. Everything's faster. And there's a ton more emails and there's a ton more of everything. So we're just bombarded constantly with information. Mm-hmm. And
you have to keep up. I mean, if you really want to go up the food chain, you really have to keep up and spend those hours on Facebook posting. You have to spend that time on Twitter, you know, putting up little, you know.
So, Adrian, when you're songwriting, do you have that little record button on your phone to, like, capture those little
sometimes.
Ideas?
I do sometimes.
Isn't that great?
It is. It is.
You are listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5. This is obviously, if you can't tell, the more fun, energetic version. I don't know. I think they went to... I want to say they went to the geriatric hospital.
Respect your elders, dude.
Hey,
you're so going to get, like, busted for
that. Respect up to a certain point.
There's,
like, an age limit.
No.
And then you just feel sorry for him. Look,
Bible
if I got to change his diaper, I don't have, there's no respect anymore.
I'm keeping no comments.
So,
Mariana,
anyway,
please change this up. No comments.
Speaking of technology, I want technology to change my dad's diaper. You guys figure that out because I'm tired of doing it. He's too old.
TMI, seriously.
But I was at a church service. Surprisingly, yes, I go to church, which I don't know if you guys knew that or not. Some of the stuff that comes out of my mouth, that might be a shock. But and that's exactly what the pastor was talking about, is how, you know, he was joking around about how possibly there's probably people in the church service texting as he was preaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is why the church that we go to has no cell reception inside the amphitheater.
And I'll be honest, I have tried to text.
I think they did that on purpose.
I think they did.
Okay, so what do you think, though, about someone reading their Bible on their iPhone?
I like that because I do that on my phone.
Well,
in the church service.
Well, I like having it. Yeah. But the thing that I actually prefer my hard copy for is the whole underlining thing. Because you can't really underline.
Well, you can do that on an iPad.
I know, but it's the whole, like, tangible thing. You can kind of flip through the Bible really quick. And I know it's somewhere in Psalms. And I don't know. It's just faster to me when I've underlined something.
So you're more of the traditional.
I'm old school. I am old school. But if I do forget my Bible somewhere, I don't mind whipping out my little Bible app.
Monique's old school, and she's only like 26, 27.
Yeah, that's right. You keep saying that number, boy.
That's awesome. That is
no, because our pastor Rusty, also uses an iPad.
Yeah, and all our musicians, they have their iPads for their little music charts.
I think it's awesome.
Real life church, very technology advanced, as you can tell.
Well, I think that it comes to a matter of balance.
Yeah.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's good and there's bad in every situation when it comes to technology. It can help or hinder, but it comes to, can you balance it?
Yeah, and it's important to do a little heart check. Am I overdoing it? Am I spending too much time, you know, glued to the screen here or glued to my phone? Is it inhibiting relationships? Am I not growing, you know?
Is it taking away from your God time?
Exactly.
Yeah, because as an artist, you do need those devices in order to help promote and network yourself.
They're tools.
They are tools in order to help, just like cell phones before internet was added on them. Mm-hmm. But you also have to think about your priorities, you know? Is this what God really wants me to do? Because let's face it, if you know, when people have technology all the time, they just get distracted and they don't have time to think. They don't have time to think. I have to do this. I have to send this tweet. I have to send this post.
Mm-hmm. It helps me because I don't really think in general. Like, if I didn't have a phone, I don't know what I would do. I'd just sit dormant and just be like, what is he doing? He just sits there in the corner rocking.
Vitas, remind us again of that pearl of wisdom you said before we go here. The challenge is to what this week?
Be still.
To send John checks for money.
No.
Be still. And know that I am God. If Amen. You can walk away from anything from this exposed crazy segment.
Please take that one.
Take that. Be still and know that I am God. And go ahead and tweet that and people know.
Again, you guys, this is the far more entertaining segment of Worship Factory. KKLA 99.5. Go get connected. WorshipFactory.net. We have a social network, speaking of technology.
We do.
Dive on in, because ours is actually meant to help you, not to, you know, pull
not
you
to
down.
Hurt you.
To be a stumbling block. So just join us next week. We love you guys, and let us know your thoughts.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.